I want to talk for a minute because a bunch of people were asking me this week about what happened a week ago. We've all been listening to the news, hearing what's going on. Some people may have had friends or acquaintances who were in Orlando, whether they were in the nightclub or not, I don't know. But whenever something like this happens, personally, I kind of hark back to how I felt the few days after 9/11, where in my case, I know I'm going to have to say something, and I don't have any idea what I'm going to say because it's just such a difficult, horrendous situation. But even since then, I think back to so many different times, even in the last couple years of Sandy Hook, Paris, now Orlando, and a bunch of smaller events that don't even make the news because not enough people died. And I start to realize that this is, it's very clear in my mind, that even though this was an attack, we'll call it, which it was, on a specific group, on the LGBT community, many of my friends are gay, I recognize that there's something bigger than this going on that we have to keep our perspective on from this teaching. There are some people, sadly, in our society who are on the brink, who are unbalanced and are pushed over the edge. And when you couple that with an ideology that is filled with hate, anger, fear, whatever that ideology happens to be, it's not just what's going on in the Middle East and ISIS. There are ideologies like this around, fostered by people who are fearful in their own lives for all sorts of reasons. And as we recognize these ideologies dislike our freedom for a lot of different reasons. In this case, it was people who were expressing their sexual orientation and partying and doing that. They're against, these people are against that. It could have been a mall because they're against capitalism. It could have been a women's rights meeting because they don't want women to have rights. It could have been a police or a military gathering of some sort. These things, when they happen, if we get locked into who it happened to and why it happened in a very narrow sense, we start to lose our ability to deal with it on the level we're going to have to deal with it in order to change it. Because what we're dealing with is ideas that are really held by a very small population of the planet, but those of us who hold ideas of love and respect for other individuals, no matter who they are, their race, their gender, their sexual orientation, whatever it happens to be, we find it so hard to even conceive that someone would have that kind of hate in their heart. So when we start to recognize that these ideas do not need to continue, when we recognize that it's bigger than Orlando or Sandy Hook or New York City, that we're talking about all of humanity, and all of humanity has a common spirituality. Even though we have different religions, we are all part of the one God, the one mind, the one life, and the essence of who we are is love. So our responsibility as spiritual thinking people is to look at these events, first of all, and to not get consumed by the anger, the hate, the fear that these people are trying to foster. And we have the ability to do that. We have the ability, Dr. Holmes said, to look a discordant fact in the face and know something better. So what I truly try to focus on when something like this happens is the outpouring of love throughout this country and so much of the world. I look at the people who died in this event and think of the love that they brought into the world during the 20, 30 years that they were alive. I think of the first responders who rushed in with no thoughts of their own safety to protect the people who were still inside and at risk. I think of so many different acts of God, so to speak, acts of spiritual unselfishness that are there whenever something like this happens. And that's where I try to let my focus go. So we are in a world that is consumed by information. And it is very easy to take information from the news networks and all that, whose job is to get people worked up and to allow ourselves to get worked up in a negative state. This is a tragic, unnecessary, heartbreaking event. No doubt about it. But as we think about it, we need to focus on the presence of God that was there at the time in so many people who did so much in the outpouring of the Orlando community and the United States and the world, and focus on listening to the talks by the people who are talking about that rather than the people who are talking about the stuff that will not serve us well. Because if what we're doing is confronting an idea, you can't bomb an idea out of existence. You can't out-hate hate. You can't out-fight anger. We can't. The one power we have is to consciously and lovingly choose to see something here that is good and to focus on that and to truly be determined that we will in no way, shape, or form in our consciousness support hate, no matter who it's towards, no matter what they're doing or who they're doing it to. So I'd like to take a moment or two, if we could, just together in consciousness, and know something very deliberately, to know that God is all there is. God as good, God as love, God as the deepest and richest and most powerfully loving energy in the heart of every human being, whether they acknowledge it or not. So as I recognize that this spirit of life is not looking over the universe, it is the universe and everything in it, every person, every place, everything, every event. So I focus first and foremost on the presence of this power in me. I allow myself to see the good in all people, to recognize that when things like this happen, they have no power over us. I recognize that the spirit that I am and the spirit of love that exists in the world is the most powerful force there is. So I know that every person everywhere wants to be safe. They want their family to be safe. They want to feel loved. They want the freedom to love who they choose to love. And I honor that desire in every person. So as I see the events around the world, I see war, poverty, all these things, I recognize that these are not tests or punishments from God. They are truly misguided beliefs being carried to an extreme by people who don't know any better. So I extend love to those people, knowing that somewhere deep within their heart, they truly are loving spiritual beings. And I recognize for all these people that one day the awakening can happen, the awakening of heart by heart by heart, until the entire world joins together and awakens to our spiritual magnificence. This is what I know. This is where I let my mind go. This is where I let my heart go. I give no power or attention to those who would foster hate and negativity. I give all the power in my heart to love. Knowing this, I give thanks. I give thanks for all the good that so many people bring into the world. I give thanks for all the love that so many people share selflessly. And I try to emulate them. I do the same in my life with those I love, knowing that we never know when it's going to end. So I love every person in my life completely, unconditionally, in this moment. This is my truth. I accept this, I honor it, and I release this awareness, letting it be so. Join me in saying, and so it is.